Being a teenager can be hard. On some days, you're confused. On other days, you're trying not to get drowned in your own realities. On Diary of Teen Podcast, we discuss different realities of different teenagers through different seasons of life. It helps them feel heard, and it also allows others to see the world through their lens. Welcome to the Diary of Teen Podcast.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Diary of Teen Podcast. It's an absolute privilege to be here again. And I want to say a very big thank you to everyone who's listened to the first episode, the second episode, the third episode, and now this is the fourth episode. And I want to also say thank you for the feedback I've gotten so far. I think it's been really beautiful. And for everybody who has also been on the podcast as the guest, I want to say thank you, and I'm sending you my hugs and I'm sending you my kisses as well. So yes, you must have seen the topic for this podcast, right, by the time you're listening to it, and you sure know what to expect by now. So with me, I have somebody who has chosen to remain anonymous, which is also okay, right? And we're going to be talking about peer pressure, right? What it is like to be pressured, what it is like to be in that space where, you know, you are experiencing many things and you're going through many phases of decision making, and it looks like you just have to do something to have to please a certain set of people, or it looks like you have a level of influence on your decision or actions as a teenager. So because I can't mention the name of my guest, I'll just say welcome, guests. All right, you are welcome. So what would be your description of peer pressure?
When people hear peer pressure, they always believe it to be something bad, but obviously I'm not of that opinion that peer pressure has to do with either something bad or good. It just has to do with being influenced. Simply being influenced. That's what I believe peer pressure is. Being simply influenced. So if I should just give a simple definition of peer pressure, I would just say peer pressure is being influenced by people.
So it's both ways. I think you can influence someone and then someone can influence you, right? True. So we're going to look at both sides of the coin. True. Have you been the one to have to influence people?
Yeah, obviously in some aspects, I think, because like I'm a very jovial person, so because of my years living, there might be one or two characters that people might have taken from me, either good or bad. I don't know,
but any specific one that you can point out
to? So I just say dressing, because like I like to dress a lot older than my age. I like wearing like traditional attires and things like that. So, like, some people my age see that and they're like, wow, this is good and things like that. And, some people even call me senator, you understand?
That's good.
So that was just it, yeah. So,
all right, that's fine. So, and, you know, having to get in that space where people look up to you in the aspect of dressing, how does it make you feel? Calling me senator?
it's quite nice, you understand, but I've also learned not to like seek the validation of other people, you understand, because that's today important. People will say you are good, tomorrow people will say you're bad, but like people looking up to me, I like it, you understand. I'm not perfect, but thank God for everything. Yeah,
I like the fact that you're not trying to seek validation of people. Is very important. It says a lot about your self-esteem and your self-confidence. Mm. So now the flip side of it, have you been pressured?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to share examples with us.
So while in university, I'm like, I attend a very, very prestigious private university in Nigeria. A religious one to precise, and that's like one of the reasons I choose to be anonymous.
It's okay, we understand. Because
if they get to find out about this, I'm going home.
Yeah, don't worry, you're safe.
Yeah. So basically, I had to go to school for a course I needed to settle. Understand? And some other things like that, And in my mind, I already knew that it was this particular hostel that's where bad boys like were. And at that point in time, I was resuming school late. So I knew that there was like an 80% chance I would have to be in that hostel. Yeah, but I tried to fight my way and tried to push strings. I even had to pay money to like some people, but at the end, it didn't work out. It didn't work out, yeah. So when I entered my room, I saw the guys. I knew that, man, all these people are not good people. That day, I started praying. I said, Lord, I beg, don't give me temptation that is bigger than me to handle. So right. the first night, I heard some voice saying, Alpha, me will go JFK. And obviously, I'm from like the south side, so I understand what that thing means. I was like, I do that thing for you. And they were like, normal levels.
I think I'm lost. I don't know what JFK is.
Okay, so basically, we want to like gather money to smoke.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah,
all
so right. They wanted to gather money to smoke. I was like, when I do that thing for you, I know you say you do all those kind of things for this side. Though. And they were like, normally, normal levels. So I said, okay, no problem. I need to do that kind of thing. But which train you know they take? They're not like, it's cool also. And I was like, Nah, I can't do that. Even if you say nah, normal loud, you understand.
You could try. Okay,
might try, but that Kulus, I've heard a lot of bad stories about it already. And they were like, okay, no problem. So the days were going, and you know, obviously, you're in school for a long time. So I just pray, I'll tell my guys that I see what's in the soap, see the type of room I'm in. So when I first started living in the room, my roommates would smoke, they'll come back, some will be vomiting. You understand? My roommate will be literally vomiting in like my front. So the funny one one time was when one of my roommates told me that this thing died and our demons are the fight. And my demons are the fight. I was like, so you they fight your demons, like things that you're actually going through, they say I'm the fight them, and when you are. Because when he takes it, he's always happy. He tell you that guy, I don't fight my demons already. So I was like, okay. And at that point in time, I was going through some emotional trauma and things like that. So I was like, okay, since this thing makes you happy, you understand? I've seen what it does to other people do.
Yeah.
Understand? But since this thing makes you happy, make me safe. Try yes. And that was at one Friday afternoon. Understand? I said, okay. I was the one that went to get the food. I was prepared that day. I said, nothing will happen. I will take this thing today.
Okay.
Because they have already started telling me that, guy, just try it. Understand? That's how it starts. That Alpha, just try it. Nothing will happen. And me too. I tried it. So that fateful Friday afternoon, after we finished eating, as that one guy just seen, that Alpha, me with JFK. Okay, no wahala now. They said, don't worry, you don't have to see it all. You don't have to pay for anything.
It's your first time.
It's your first time.
This one is on free us. Of charge.
See how the devil works? Free of charge, to destroy my life. And went to the toilet, took the first drug. When I took the first drug, nothing happened to me. But there was one guy inside the toilet with us that time. When he took his own, like a few days ago, he manifested in one time where he was like, God forbid. So me, I was laughing at him that this guy, I mean, think say your head strong. So you're not even strong, sir. So me too. You know, I was not the one pressuring me that I should take the second this thing that since it did not enter. I didn't think about it that time that this guy is trying to set me up. But I just said, I know why Alana took the second one. He told me, okay, drag it to the inside. And when I took that thing, man, it was like something passed through my head. So when I sat down on my bed, I was like, Galfa, my head's the heavy, my head the heavy. Guy, my head the heavy. And they're like, don't worry, just watch movie, do something that you like, listen to music. I said, guy, my head's the heavy. So I tried to put earpiece inside my ear. I think it felt like snake, like I was snake. that was on top of my body.
Okay.
And I started getting cold in somewhere that was hot. I was just shaking. Then I was like, okay, guy, lie down. I lay down. I was literally sitting down on the bed, bro. I thought I was lying down. And this thing was just happening for like a short time, but in my mind was like hours going by at that time. So I was like, Biafra, you talk to this thing at 30 minutes now. Why and my body never come down by now? They're like, don't worry. Omo, that's how I said, Omo, I'm dead. I'm seeing demons. Now, your mates were now laughing. So at that point, it was as if I was actually seeing the demons that my guy was talking about. Yeah, it was as if I was seeing that demons at that time. So I started running around in the room. And the only thing that was in my head was, Blood of Jesus. My mommy will not be happy. Blood of Jesus. And it was just a very, very crazy experience. So, like, youths out there, teenagers out there, even daddies and mommies said, please, don't try colos at all. Don't try hard drugs at all. Because, like, only God would have known what would have happened. Because that thing, like, what would they say on the street? If you say that thing burst for my head, I won't be here to, like, tell the story today. So, all please, right. let's, like, keep away from any form of pressure. And try as much as possible, because obviously I had a choice to like change rooms and stuff like that, but maybe because say the thing be they suit me to do too. Right. So that's why I did it as well. So that's just it. That's my own experience from peer pressure.
Well, I mean, that's a lot, and yeah. It's a very sensitive topic because I mean, at least you, I think you had a point of coming back, but, mm-hmm. I mean, that could have been the beginning of some people's end.
True.
Right. But what lessons did that make you learn? I mean, so after that experience, what did you sit down to tell yourself? Like I like to say, when things happen to me, I used to have staff meetings with myself. Part mm-hmm. of me that the sense is flying away, I call it. Part of me that seems like sensitive, I call it, we have a conversation. So okay. what did you tell yourself, right, at the end of all that drama?
So after that experience, the only thing I learned was that if you don't have it in your mind to do something, you will never do it. Because at the same time, I talked about like the drugs aspect, but those boys are also doing fraud, you understand? But I never took my phone one day on my laptop. Say okay, I want to go and do Yahoo. I want to do this. I want to see money. I did not have any form of money at that time. I was legit suffering. You understand? But I didn't take up my phone one day to see. Even when like and that one, the pressure from that one itself was like even worse because they'll be like, ah, guys, that's refresh. Guys, you're supposed to do this thing. You go see millions. This one self now clear way. But I didn't because I already crossed my mind. You know, about that thing. So I feel like when there's a little bit of even thinking about something, because obviously as a kid, so I tried that smoking pee, not with like cigarette or anything, but like just with straw or something like that. So one thing I learned is that if you don't have it in your mind to do something at all, there's no way you can be pressurized to even try it. Yeah. So that's one great thing I learned. And even like moving forward also. That's just basically it, Shah. That's basically it. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. But what would you consider as, you know, things that, yes, you made up your mind, so you had some level of, I mean, self, you made a decision, right, to say, okay, I'm not going to get into this. Like, you didn't get into the one of fraud, right? Mm-hmm. You just had the, what did they call it? Youthful exuberance.
Yeah, we can put it as that, because, like, And that thing was that, okay, let me just try it and see how it feels.
How it feels.
If it does not work out, I'm not, I'm like, for
you want to be adventurous.
Yeah, because I know I'm not doing it again. I know, yeah. I'm so sure that there's nothing in this life that will make me drag something again. Nothing. No amount of depression.
But what other peer pressure proofs did you now have? Did you now put in place?
Prepare pressure. Okay, so
maybe values, maybe new friends, maybe accountability partners, that kind of thing.
For me personally,
yes,
I hurt myself. You understand? I didn't have any. Obviously, I had I had good friends that were like, guy, you know that you should have not done this thing in the first place, blah blah blah. Obviously, I had good friends. Those were, like I said before, those people were not
they
my
were not
friends.
Your friends. You just understand? Had to be in
I just had to be in
them.
The same like space with them at that point in time, at that point of my life. So I'll just say, and good friends also help, because like when I went to my good friends, they were like really chastising me that, bro, you know that you could have actually killed yourself. Something worse could have happened. You understand? So obviously, keep good friends around you. That's like very, 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 very essential. Other thing is that you need to be prayerful. Like, you need to, because at that point in time, I told you I was going through a lot of things.
Yeah.
You understand? So after that experience, I thought I died. I thought I went to hellfire. You understand? So you make the Bible your friend. You listen to encouraging words. Most, like, personally, I'll say encouraging words from pastors. You understand? Based on some personal experiences I've had. So like, that's just it. Have good friends. Read the Bible. If you can't read the Bible, listen to pastors. You understand? And also try your best to like cross your mind from when you say, I won't do this thing.
Have boundaries.
Yeah, have boundaries.
Have boundaries on certain
yeah.
things, right? Yeah. Okay, that's good. Thank you very, very much for sharing.
Yeah.
And I just hope that this would help, you know, teenagers or people understand that, yes, you can be in that space with or without your choice. I mean, because at the moment, you didn't have a choice than to
yeah,
be in that room.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to have proper boundaries, have yeah. good friends, have accountability partners.
Yeah.
You know, get to know God for yourself to
yeah.
be able to... to be able to manage the situation at the time. And personally for me, I think primarily it's oneself, really. It's yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's yourself.
Yeah.
It's first your decision before anybody. Yes. It's
yeah.
first your decision before anybody asking you anything, then you start considering it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So thank you so much. Thank
yeah,
you so
no
much
problem.
Everyone for listening. And I hope you did enjoy this short episode.
Yeah,
please
listen and subscribe and you know,
subscribe,
just
listen,
run this
follow
thing yeah.
and just
yeah.
be with us.
1 million streams. 1 million streams.
Okay. We'll get
yeah.
to 1 million streams. You see,
yeah.
our guest has said 1 million streams.
Yeah.
1 million streams it is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope it resonates with you as a teenager. We would like to hear your thoughts, your observations, and your experiences about today's topic. Reach out to us on our social media platforms at Diary of Teens Pod. We'll be right back.